Unit 21. 21.1. Listening 1. Asset management and allocation.
Asset management nowadays means managing financial assets, excluding real estate, works of art, and things like that. Individual portfolios and institutional funds are very different because of size and objectives. There are many classes of possible investments in this area. Bonds, stocks, cash, precious metals, funds, and so on. Each of these classes contains a certain number and sometimes a very large number of subclasses like categories of bonds or international stocks of various countries. The problems for managing assets in this area concern, first of all, the objectives of the portfolio of the client and its size. The objectives of a private portfolio will depend on whether you invest for retirement or for use in the next few years, for instance, to buy real estate. Another major factor is size, because you can easily diversify and then steer a large portfolio, and it's sometimes much more expensive to do so for a small one. This problem of objectives and portfolio diversification has a direct impact on the returns which are needed or expected to meet these objectives, and the implied risk of these portfolios, a risk which depends largely on the returns that are expected. In practice, the two major questions which arise are, first, defining a strategy, and second, an investment style. The strategy, in fact, means asset allocation. You need to decide what proportion of the funds you'll invest in those various classes, bonds, stocks, and so on. The asset allocation is the key to the performance of the portfolio, whether it's between industries, between countries, or anything else. It is also the heart of the implementation of a reasonable diversification. Oh, but mind you, diversification can be overdone, and then it becomes a very expensive and unproductive exercise.